Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the Sports Opinion Show. Of course, it's me, your host, Matt Alvarez, broadcasting to you live from San Leandro, California. Oh, my goodness. Having computer technical difficulties. Yeah, that's what we call it, technical difficulties. Oh, man. I am still... I'm still, honestly, I'm trying to... I am literally... still trying to log in. I honestly don't know what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. You have to forgive me, but I think the best option to do right now is just to, I'm just gonna have to close out my internet and start all over again. Because this is okay. Oh, gee. Yeah, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, what the hell? What is this? Okay, now I'm really confused what my computer is doing over here. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I will not... this is really confusing. I'm seriously, I'm going to... Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a packed show for you, and I've decided to call it Hot August Sports. I mean, hey, what's the hottest time of year? August. Well, speaking from myself here in California, oh man, it is a whopping 74 degrees today. That's not too bad. I can deal with that. ladies and gentlemen, the only concern I have about the internet is connecting with you guys in the chat room live, ladies and gentlemen, live. We are live. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a packed show for you, really packed show. In just a few minutes, I'm going to explain to you what is all this. Now that we're late, we have to try and do like what we've always done through most of 2014, right, which is jam everything into one packed show. And I think I can do it. I mean, hell, we've done this before together, right? We have seriously done this before. So, yeah. Eric Williams, if you're listening, please just monitor the chat room for me if you can. Well, actually, no, you can't. Nobody can because I'm, yeah, so, and I can't connect with you by getting you on the phone lines, Eric, so you'll just have to deal with it until either I get connected or we might not get connected with the chat room today at all, so I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, which also means I won't be able to take your phone calls as well. Well, please. I know we're running late, but stick with me because you're about to find out all this craziness. In just a few minutes, I'm going to explain to you who the new commissioner of Major League Baseball is. Could very well be our very own NDB Media Network Evil Empire boss. Actually, he's not my boss. Well, never mind. That's a story for another time. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. The Jaguars have a tough choice to make, sticking with which quarterback they want to start with this season. That is their biggest issue. They're kind of like in the Wizard of Oz right now because they don't know. They don't know who they want to choose as their lead quarterback. You know, I mean, just so much stuff. I mean, wait till you get to when you hear about the wrestling news that I have for you. I mean... Check this out, because when we get to the wrestling news topic in just a little bit, like I said, we have to really try and cram everything into one show. how would you like to be a UFC fighter? Well, actually, what they're titling, what internet insiders are saying is that a former UFC fighter got a strange, and a really stupid phone call from WWE. And all he kept saying is, then why are you calling? If you, what kind of phone call is this? Is this a prank call? Stick around because you're going to want to hear what all that is about. Also, I will make sure to note this before we go off the air today. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready because even though we're here every Friday, this is the only time of year, ladies and gentlemen, where you get two servings of the Sports Opinion Show, but one of them is for a special occasion. And it's about this coming Monday. You'll hear about that later on throughout the broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this. Let's really get into this. Major League Baseball has finally, after several key votes from the Owners Association, all the owners have finally agreed. They got one last tally vote in late last night. Baseball's new commissioner is our very own Roger Nobrega. No, scratch that. That's a lie. Baseball's new commissioner is Rob Manfred. He has replaced Bud Selig, which makes him the 10th commissioner in history of Major League Baseball. And this whole thing is sort of surreal for them because, hey, everybody said, well, we've always picked guys that are owners or have owner establishment or have managerial skills. But then we thought, you know, as an owner's club of a league of different owners from all the baseball teams around the United States, different. Let's pick somebody that doesn't have experience in ownership or managerial skills. Let's pick somebody flat out who's not even an owner, period, of anything. And that's what they did. They picked Fred. Got to throw that little Fred in there. And the other interesting thing about this pick is that, no, they didn't do it out of animosity or because they had to. No, they did it because they felt that this was the right thing to do. And on a third note of no, they didn't do it because he has been Bud Selig's right-hand man all these years. From the time he grew up and how he got into baseball and started doing all these other things, hey, he was the one responsible for all these new leagues and rules and different legislation going on with Major League Baseball. Of course, he was also the one that chose to go after Aaron Rodgers and get that whole investigation started. So all these other little behind-the-scenes things actually came from Rob himself. And so they said, well, he's been doing all this stuff for us side by side, and let's just go with it. Let's see what happens. And that's what they've done. So he is now the new commissioner of Major League Baseball, and I'm sure if Coffee's listening, I'm sure Coffee doesn't care too much about who the new commissioner of baseball is, or maybe you do, Coffee. Maybe you do. I don't know. All right. I believe I have internet connection. Let's see if I can log in successfully to open this chat room for you guys. As we move on, we're going to continue on whether or not we have the chat room. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The Jaguars have a tough choice to make like I said earlier, they're basically, it's like that Metropolis, that one big whole, you know, 30-minute scene in the movie Wizard of Oz, where everybody walks around and they go, well, this is a great place to live. But who's in charge here? Are we in charge, or do we find the person in charge of this land? And you know the rest of the story about how they actually go through the Wizard of Oz and they all became friends and whatever else. Nobody cares. But that's what the Jaguars are having a problem with. They have a tough time making a choice. Football season's already underway. We're halfway through preseason, so we've got a few more weeks before September 7th. You're going to hear a lot about September 7th on this show that just doesn't pertain to the NFL. You're like, ah, so you keep laughing and you just want to keep this, yes. Internet radio is all about. That's what TV should be all about. But they don't do that crap anymore. They actually give away the surprise before the surprise even comes. I mean, they try to do little things here and there and go, and people are like, ooh, I know what's going to happen on the episode. They didn't really reveal it, but I know what's going to happen. And then your friends find out, hey, you called it. You knew what was going to happen. How did you know? Well, isn't it obvious? But nothing is obvious here on the Sports Opinion Show. See? That's why I keep laughing and just keep it all one big secret. So, yeah, like I said, one big secret. You're going to hear a lot about September 7th on the show today. I know. What is really special about September 7th? Just keep tuning in. That's all you got to do. But they have a choice to go with Chad Hint as the lead quarterback. But then they're saying, well, we've been keeping an eye on Blake Bortles also. He's been looking very, very good in practice. We should make him the new lead quarterback from now on. And, of course, the assistant coaches and even the owner told the head coach, what are we as a Jaguars organization going to do about Chad Henning? Because once he finds out he's no longer the starting quarterback and we replace him with Blake, he might be very upset, or what are we going to do? Well, it looked like the entire organization, from the owner all the way down, they've got one big choice to make. They need to make this right now and figure it all out. Because like I said, there's just a few short weeks left of preseason football, and then all the NFL teams have to get damn serious. You've got to get serious if you want to go to the playoffs. And the only way to do that is to win games in the regular season. I have live connection. Let me get the chat room up. Let me see here if I can get the chat room going for you guys. Brandon Marshall is trying to make a name for himself with the Cleveland... Let me start all over again. That's wrong. Brandon Marshall is trying to make a name for himself with the Denver Broncos. He feels that if he's seen more, if he completes more plays and extinguishes more passes and does anything else that's uniquely subtle to making his team, in this place, the Denver Broncos. Why do they keep saying Cleveland? I don't know. Something must be the weather today. But he wants to make things possible with the Denver Broncos. And that's going to be... I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear this crap in the background. This stupid computer, I tell you. I was trying to prevent this. You guys are hearing this? Well, it's live. Oh, my goodness. Okay, enough of that crap. Let me... Okay, well, I'll just ignore that. So, yeah, Brandon Marshall thinks he can really, really help the Denver Broncos. There, I got it right this time. The Denver Broncos win at all costs. He's going to help them win any way he can. Matt Broderick. Anthony. Corey. Everybody in Chicago. I wish I could connect live with people from Chicago right now, like from some sports bar or who knows where. And I would ask this question. Chicago, what is going on over there? Thursday night, you guys had a bad deal, which actually, something must really be wrong with me. I must be, either I'm too concerned with my internet connections right now, or I don't know. But I'm not sure what really happened on Thursday. I saw the game and everything. It's just, you guys in Chicago, it looks like you're in trouble for probably the rest of the season. I don't know. Kyle Fuller left the game Thursday night, you guys should know this, with an ankle injury against the Jaguars. What a coincidence. Weren't we just talking about the Jaguars a minute ago? Wow, I'm effortlessly speechless. Yeah, I hope he's okay. I'm not sure if it's anything serious. But we'll see as time goes on what happens over the next few weeks or so. That this just, I mean, that's really the way it is. I mean, seriously. With an ankle injury like that, being tackled like that in a downward position, that's not supposed to happen. So I hope Kyle Fuller is okay. I hope he makes a full, speedy recovery. And, yeah, I mean, he should be okay, I think. I don't think it's an atrocity injury. I just think it's, well, I mean, it's hard to say. So it could be a small-time injury, or it could be a real serious injury. There's no way to tell. There's really no way to tell. You can't predict anything like that. So we'll just have to see what happens with Kyle Fuller, the Bears cornerback. And we'll see what else happens with that. Wow. Also, just announced, I was watching the lunchtime news here in my area before the show went live. And just as they ended, they had just announced. If you follow basketball, I really don't follow it, but I felt it was important to let everybody else know. I may not follow basketball as much, but this might be for some of you out there. With the fact of the Warriors will be moving. No, they're not another one of these sports teams that are leaving Oakland. They're just moving to another part of Oakland. Man, I tell you, I can't believe it because, hey, tonight's going to be awesome. I'll be watching it for sure on my local news channel here in the area. And that is, of course, and yes, I get to say it. There's nobody in the chat room that can stop me from saying it. Nobody to call in to say it, Eric Williams. Because Block Talk Radio, it's just, nothing is working with Block Talk right now. So it could be them. It could be my computer. I don't know. But I think it's them. Because the chat room should have been open by now. So, yeah, I don't know. well, we'll just keep rolling, right? But yeah, the Raiders game will be on tonight. I'll be watching the Raiders game tonight. Promised a whole deal about the new Levi's Stadium, where the 49ers will be playing this Sunday. But I also I found something very, very interesting on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, I am watching television, and I hear several sports reporters that are from my area. They do sports for TV, for one of the news stations, and I hear them say, well, the Raiders will be playing at another new stadium in L.A., and I'm going, wait, what? They're playing the Cowboys this Sunday. And I'm thinking, wait, the Oakland Coliseum is right here. Why wouldn't the Raiders play at home? Why are they having the Cowboys and the Raiders play? Wait, is that game for tonight that they're playing all the way down there? I don't think so. No, something's not right here. I don't know. See, so I'm not sure what all the local news stations, the sportscasters from the local news in my area, what the heck they're talking about. I'm just going to have to watch the game tonight and see where they're playing at tonight, because that one's really, really confusing to hear. Well, the Raiders and Cowboys will be playing at one of the newer stadiums in the Los Angeles area. And I'm going, and I thought they were going to go right into another explanation on Tuesday night when I was watching it. But they didn't. They started talking about Tiger Woods and the whole golf thing. And I go, wait, go back to that. What is going on here? What do you mean they got to play down there? Did I hear you correctly? Something is just not right here. I don't know. So we'll see what that's all about. I'll keep you all informed of what is really going on with, well, you might not care about the Raiders, but the thing is, these little confusions might actually impact other teams as well. So all the more reason why it's so important why I have to watch tonight's Raiders preseason game. I don't know. Just like, I don't know what's up with this chat room, or I think it is Blog Talk Radio. Can somebody please from Blog Talk Radio connect with me right away? This is not cool, as us kids used to say in the 90s, to the point where it pissed our parents off. Stop saying that word. Don't say that word. Or my personal catchphrase, and yes, I use this word all the time, so it's kind of become my catchphrase. And you guys have heard me tell you guys this. I'm like, what's up? What's up, everybody? What is going on, everybody? My mom used to say, what do you mean, what's up? That's disrespectful. And I'm like, how is it disrespectful? How? And now look, all you older adults, now you all use that word too. What's up, dude? And Roger from Indie Media, I've heard you say that word before. I mean, the big dogs even said it. What's up, Matt? Oh, but back then, all the older adults were like, hey, don't use that word. You're a disrespectful child. You should be grounded. Anyway, we're going to take our first commercial break, and during this break, I'm going to figure out what's going on with this chat room here. I'll take care of this for you guys, because this should not be happening. So I'm pretty sure I can still do commercials, even though everything else is messed up. Let's see. I don't know. We'll find out in a second. Let's see here. I'll do this one. This one's a long commercial. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men. of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000 calorie salad.
Acromba.
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
With you guys in the chat room, but no, so I'm still trying to get that going. But anyway, like I said, whatever happens, happens. We're just going to continue on. I thank you, wherever you are listening live, ladies and gentlemen. We all like TV shows, right? And we deal with this on a constant basis because every time the seasons change, like we talked about last week, only last week was, well, kind of the same. No, this is not a part two of Season Change. That was last week's edition. But, you know, Season Change because, you know, they just have to. And then with that, television got involved in the 1970s with, well, why don't we have shows only for the fall time, shows for the summertime, and shows for springtime. So, of course, you know, pretty soon in just a few weeks, it'll be fall again. It'll start raining and all that stuff. And, you know, in the Christmas time, the holidays are around the corner. You can already smell the Christmas trees. Everybody, be aware of coffee. I got to tell you, beware of coffee. Coffee will steal your Christmas trees this year. No, just kidding. No, but see, everybody always gets sad, like last season. The show Grey's Anatomy ended with controversy, so now everybody's going, oh, man, no, I want to keep going. Why do they got to do this with TV shows? It's the way the world works. Television, this is the way television is. Which brings up my whole topic right now about Total Divas. I know. Sad to hear about. Sad to report on. I don't really watch the show. But there may be some out there who enjoy watching the show Total Divas. I told you all a few months ago about how I felt about some things with the show, which doesn't interest me at all, but it could interest you, but, well, it'll only interest you for 10 episodes. I know. It sounds stupid, right? Sounds totally ridiculous. You say, wait, did I hear you correctly, Matt? Did you say 10? As in 7, 8, 9, 10? Yes, I did. So I don't know how they're calling this a return season. Total Divas returns on September 7th. Gee, isn't that the same day that the NFL season actually starts? People will be watching more football than they will Total Divas. I guarantee it. Unlike the former CEO of Men's Warehouse, no, I actually guarantee it. I guarantee that more people will watch, because it's going to happen. More people will seriously watch NFL football more than they care. They will not care one iota. They won't care about two shits of hell breathing fire from some random dragon. They won't care about it. Even if a real-life conspiracy happens, like the fake one that we saw on Monday Night Raw, we'll get into that too. But what if a real-life drama, a fake drama, turned into a real-life one where, what if Daniel Bryan tells Brie? No, what if Brie tells Daniel, we're getting a divorce. The hell with this. This is over between us. Sleeping around with your mistress girlfriend. I wouldn't be surprised if that actually happened. Now, a serious update about Alberto Del Rio. I know I told you all that last week that we said that Alberto Del Rio had been released for a short time while WWE management gets into it, and they were going to look into this whole thing. And, I mean, details were sketchy last week where we said, well, all we know is that he got into an altercation with an employee, and the employee is not a fellow wrestler, not another wrestler, just a regular employee that works, you know, behind the scenes and or whatever, maybe they're, who knows what their job title is. But now you're going to get the full review and the full results about this. Alberto Del Rio, his status has now been upgraded. You know, kind of like when you hear about it on the local news about, oh, well, somebody's possibly facing death, and so their situation in the hospital has been upgraded from minor to critical. well, think of it like that. Alberto Del Rio is not in the hospital, but see, there's a backlash and a really strange, WWE's doing a lot of strange and really stupid, idiotic things this week, and you're going to hear about other one in just a minute. But check this out. His status has been upgraded from released to fired. He has personally been fired by the company for starting what they are calling the most dangerous fight, a real-life fight, that happened without television cameras, without story writers telling the fight where to happen. No, this was real. Between him and a WWE employee, for whatever reason, the employee said something outlandish at Alberto Del Rio that somewhat prompted Del Rio to make a stand for himself and say, "What did you say to me?" And the employee repeated whatever was that was said between the two, and Alberto Del Rio shoves him into the wall and just beats the crap out of him. And apparently he did. I said last week that from pictures that I got from the internet, it looked like the employee's arm had been broken, and yeah, it's broken. Del Rio broke an employee's arm. So they said, well, that's it. That is it. We're going to have one final meeting, and they did. They had a special Sunday meeting get-together because it was such a horrendous thing that Alberto Del Rio did, but I think it was this other employee's fault. But anyways, they had a special Sunday meeting, and Vince McMahon said, well, I don't care anymore about the incident. You're fired. Del Rio, of course, had to go to Stamford, Connecticut for the special Sunday meeting. Normally, the Stamford offices are closed on weekends, much like everything else nowadays. And Del Rio said, but wait a minute, it's not my fault. Did you even talk to this other employee? Doesn't matter, you're fired. Now get out of my building. And you say, well, why are you laughing? Why is that so funny? Well, because there's a part two to this. I don't understand this. I wish everything was working properly that way Roger or Eric Williams could call in. But Block Talk Radio, they're just not cooperating today. I'm lucky I was able to call in and able to do commercials and shit here. Well, maybe you could try, but maybe somebody could try. Call me up at 347-637-2306. Because the part two of this is that Alberto Del Rio has changed his name and is now competing elsewhere, which is a big no-no with WWE. Because now they're saying, well, he has no right to change his name. Our likeness, we own the rights to that name, Alberto Del Rio. We created that name. So now they're up in arms about it. The other thing that they're up in arms about is now they're saying, wait. We did fire him, but there's one thing Alberto Del Rio forgot. And there's one thing most of the world forgot. And so everybody says, well, what is that? And Vince McMahon said, let me tell the world this. He is under a no-contract clause, damn it. Which means he can't wrestle or do any of his special moves anywhere else in the world unless I say so. Because he went off and behind their back and changed his name. And he's using all the WWE moves and stuff that he used there in WWE. He's using them elsewhere. He's still wrestling. But now they're saying he can't do it. But you already fired the guy. What is the unusual purpose of firing a guy and then getting mad and then waiting to tell the world His contract is, it says right here clearly in the contract, he's got a no-compete clause in his contract, which means he can't wrestle or work anywhere else. Doesn't matter what company. In other words, Vince doesn't care if you're trying to get a job with ROH, with TNA Wrestling, hell, even with All New Japan, or even in Mexico. Now they're pissed because he changed his name and because he's still working. So now they're trying to fight this off and tell Del Rio, no. You got to come back and talk to Vince about this. This is wrong. You can't do this. Vince has done this numerous times to different people over the years. Wrestlers over the years have gotten this type of thing from Vince. Because he has always felt, and if you don't believe me, ask anybody else that's been following wrestling for years and years and years. Go back and watch his videos about when Steve Austin walked out, what he said about him. Go back and watch another video about when Kurt Angle had left WWE and said he was going to start working for TNA, and Vince said, well, it's too early, and he's going to injure himself, and he just can't do that anyway because of his, and it all comes back to the one word, the contract. Vince McMahon has always tried to clear things out by saying it all comes back to the contract because this is the contract that we wrote up together, me and being the owner and with everybody working behind me, the company itself, and they are considered employees because they are working not only for the company but for me. Me. So Vince McMahon's problem has always been. And when you try to go somewhere else, he tries to put the brakes on and make you, you know, like I've been in a rear-end accident before. Do you know what that's like? If you don't know what that's like, I hope you don't have to experience it, but I've already experienced it a few years ago. But Vince McMahon always slams on his brakes. That way you can crash right into him and he can say, I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. No. This is wrong. Already fired him. Why are you mad that he changed his name? And that for the simple fact that he can't work anywhere else because, oh, you're the great Vince McMahon. Your son-in-law has been promoted to COO. Your daughter is now encompassed with most of the major storylines, especially her upcoming match this Sunday with Brie Bella. But behind the scenes, it's a real scarce prediction of what will happen if an incident like this, or even close to this, comes around. And then Vince goes, well, you can't work anywhere else. Because at the end of the day, you're going to end up coming back here. That's why people they feel that they have no choice. I am waiting for, you know, I know it's not Jeff Jarrett's promotion that he's starting up pretty soon, but I am waiting for that next promoter to come in and say, we're not going to have any of these WWE shenanigans around here. This nor that, nothing is going to take place here because, well, we're a totally different company. I'm a total different employer than said promoters. So, yeah, that's the situation and the status update, a special update. Del Rio. I can't believe it. But check this out. As we roll on with more interesting news. And this one is really going to, it'll probably do the same thing to you that it did to me, which was the story at first confused the hell out of me. And I went, wait a minute. They did what? what was Vincent calling a former UFC star to try and, play with their emotions? Or would this to be used in a likelihood manner of being friendly, but at the same time being an enemy? Because that's what happened here. I'm not too sure what to think anymore. Like I said earlier, WWE has been doing a lot of stupid things in the last few weeks. Del Rio, just the icing on the cake when they fired him. And now they're pissed because he's doing this and he's doing that. And they said, well, he has a no-compete clause in his contract here. He can't be doing this. Well, they, WWE, shouldn't be doing this. Check this out. Former UFC star Chad Sonnen appeared on the Talk is Jericho podcast. He started off by saying, well, because they asked him, we heard you got a phone call, and it was a somewhat anonymous, weird phone call that just came out of the blue. What happened? He said, okay, I'll tell you since you know about it. I don't know how you guys got the information. Well, come on, Chad, this is the internet age now, so everybody knows everybody else's business, especially on the internet. But no pun intended, pal, no pun intended. But he said, well, I got a call 2 days ago, 2 days after I was suspended from UFC, from a WWE executive who called and said, we know what you're going through, and we're really sorry about everything that happened in UFC for you. And we just want you to know that we're not interested in you. We're not interested in hiring you at all. You got that? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? We're not interested in you, Chad. And Chad responded with, well, then why the hell did you call me? Why did you call me? The executive then said, well, Chad, if you were 24 years old, we would give you a contract and you'd make a jackpot load of money. Full of money. But then he tells Chad, but at your age, we just don't want you. We don't ever want to hire you. Ever. But check this last part out. This is the real kicker with this whole thing about Chad Sonnen. Check out what this executive had to say, which is a really, really random thing to say. But to be fair, we believe TNA is going to call you, TNA Wrestling, you know? And when they do call you, we still want in. We still want to be in the game. So let us know what happens, okay? And then click, the phone rings. Well, actually, click, the executive hangs up the phone on Chad. And that's it. That's the end of it. Why are you going to call a former UFC star that there, that right there that you just heard sounds like nothing but a harassing phone call? Chad, I would call the authorities if I was you for harassment. Because in my view, that's blatant harassment. I'm just going to call up a former UFC star who just got suspended by the company. And here Chad is thinking, well, they want to use me and help me out a little bit and give me some cash so I can, you know, stay afloat. since I got fired by UFC. But no, he only calls him, in my view, in my humble sports opinion show opinion, because this is the sports opinion show, I can't even say the name of my own show, good grief. But in my own opinion, that's what I would do, Chad. I would call the local authorities, get them on WWE Pass, or better yet, get directly in contact with Vince. So Vince McMahon, why is this happening? Why am I being harassed by one of your executives? I wonder who that executive was. Was it you, Michael Hayes? Was it you, Pat Patterson? No, wait, let me guess. I believe it was probably... Well, no, he doesn't work there anymore either. That's crazy. That's, like I said, in my view, I view that as blatant harassment. We're going to take this phone call. Wow, we got the phone lines working. Chat room's still not open, though, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Williams, is this you?
Matt, what's going on?
Eric, I don't know what's going on.
Matt, I tried calling in earlier. I called in like at 4, right, like 4 minutes before the show started. I waited till about like 1:05 your time, and I didn't hear anything. I thought maybe you didn't have a show today.
No, we're good. We're good. It's just the chat room's not open, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Did you call in late to the show today? Is that what it was?
Well, I just told you I had to because, I don't know, I think it's Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so
did
you
hear what
call
I said?
Okay. Yeah.
I called in. So the only thing that's not operating for some reason is the chat room, so I don't know.
Okay. Hopefully people are listening and, you know.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I mean, of course they can listen, but if I can listen, you can listen. But I was very confused the other night. I'm very confused. What are you talking about? Because I only heard the tail end of what you were talking about.
Really, dude? You always hear the tail end of everything. What have been up with you in 2014? Always hearing the end of it.
I don't know. Because you decide not, like, you know, I'm on the phone and, like, I don't know. So what are you talking about, Alberto Del Rio or what?
No, I already mentioned that. He's been fired, so.
Right. What are you talking about, somebody harassment, though?
Well, former UFC star Chad Sonnen, he you know how he got fired from UFC, so a WWE executive had called him up and only to harass him, and all he said was, how would you like to get a phone call like this, Eric, and say, Eric, I see what you're going through, but, you know, I'm sorry to tell you that we don't want to hire you, ever. But if TNA calls you, we still want in the game. We still want to work out a deal. Click.
Oh.
Well, that's what Chad said. Chad was like, well, why did you call me then? What is this, a prank call? He goes, no, this
right.
is really... He claimed he was a real WWE employee executive calling him. So that's why I said, in my view, it's harassment because... You're just going to call him and yell at the person.
I don't think it's a real employee. I don't think it's a real employee.
You don't think so?
No. It's got to be fake. That doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah, I don't think a real employee would actually...
Right. Act like that, yeah.
I don't think they would call him a former UFC guy and harass him like that.
Right. So how's the anniversary show coming along? How's the audio clips?
The anniversary show is complete. We got that coming up this Monday night. Oh, boy, it's going to be an awesome anniversary show.
Should be tonight.
What?
You should do it today.
Well, that's what I told you last week, but you were like, no, we'll do two shows. We'll do Friday, and then we'll do Monday. That's what you said, T. You told the world that, so I went ahead and did it. And yeah.
Well, I thought you would do it on Saturday, not Friday.
Well, like I said, I was going to do it today, but you were the one that said it out loud. No, yeah. Do it on the 18th. Do it on the 18th. So.
I love you, man.
I just got a text message from Matt Broderick. He said he's in the chat room. Matt, buddy.
Oh.
I don't know.
Your page, maybe.
I just did. It's still not going. I don't know.
Oh, maybe has some problems. Ask him if anybody's in the chat room. Other than him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been acting up all day. Okay, it says the chat room's open, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. So now back to reconnecting the server. Grief. What about you? Have you tried to get into the chat room? Oh, I lost Eric Williams, too. Oh, boy. Well, Matt Broderick, thank you for that update. Matt Broderick just texted me and said that DDP is in the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going on here, why I can't connect with you guys today. It's very strange. Very, very strange. So, yeah, I don't know. So, let me do this. Whoop, wrong one. Matt, buddy, if you can hear me, I just sent you another text message for more confirmation about this. Per the chat room, I don't know. And Eric Williams was talking, and then I lost Eric Williams. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I apologize for taking up so much time with dead air, ladies and gentlemen. But like I told Comcast this morning, I went down there and I had to ripe with them about my bill. All right, thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Matt once again has informed me by way of text message that you all can hear me loud and clear. At least he can right there in Chicago. But Matt, buddy, I mean, you're welcome to text me until we get the chat room issue fixed. But man, what is going on with your Bears? They had so much heartache on Thursday, and then one of your players—I already mentioned who it was earlier, so I won't bother with that. But one of your players got a serious, serious ankle injury. But it might not be that severe. It might just be where he's, like, out for, like, maybe 3 or 4 months or something else. I don't know. But, yeah, Matt, you guys also have the problem of choosing a new quarterback. Wow, it's like... Matt, it looks like to me like the Chicago Bears are. I said it earlier. It looks like they're in the Wizard of Oz. They're like confused and like, well, what are we supposed to do here? Good grief. The Wizard of Oz, yeah. I just compared the Chicago Bears to the Wizard of Oz because that's just the way I see it. I mean, they don't know which quarterback they want to pick. So, yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. This could turn into a real, real problem for me now. I mean, I've since closed my internet browser. Now I'm having trouble reopening it. Good grief. Let's see here. But ladies and gentlemen, let's continue on and keep rolling along. Keep you know, with that word I'm looking for. The show must go on. That's what I'm looking for. As I am presenting Hot August Sports. Hot August Sports. Wow. But yeah, Monday Night Raw it was done very generally, very, very euphoric and very mystical, and that we haven't seen in a long, long time, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize if the chat room, if you're just trying to get in, if you're in the chat room, you're probably wondering, well, we're all here. How come you're not here? Well, because I'm trying to connect with Blog Talk Radio's chat room myself. Matt Broderick told me by way of text message he's able to be in the chat room and chat with DDP and the rest of you all there. I, of course, am not having that type of luck, but I'm going to try again right now as we speak. But Monday Night Raw was, I mean, man, it was great. It was great because, I mean... I know that they say around this time of year that certain things around this time of year always come back. And actually, the second time is actually better than the first time. That's what the world tells us. And it must be true, because now, how appropriate that they use this term around this time of year every year. And WWE went ahead and they used it. Which means, I'm here to tell you all, that if you didn't see Monday Night Raw, Corporate Kane is back, DDP. Corporate Kane, no longer with the mask. He's got the bald head now. Well, half bald head. Wait, is that a legitimate bald head? Or one of the two. It's one of the two. And he said that Roman Reigns must fight two men tonight. He must fight Team Ryback, which consisted of, you know, well, both members of Ryback-tel, Curtis Axel and Ryback. They took on Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns, he wins by disqualification on account of, well, the referee had to keep warning both members of Ryback-tel. Cut it out. Stop throwing him into the ring step, damn it. Get him away from the ring post right now. I'm warning you. This is your final warning, Ryback. So both of you, get on the apron now. One of you get in the ring. Come on now. Hurry up. And they threw him into the ring post again. And when Roman Reigns' face smashed right into the ring post, that's when the referee finally had enough, and he just called for the bell. Disqualified both men, and the assault continued on the outside, and oh my gosh, it was crazy. RVD took on Seth Rollins in an amazing encounter between, well, the former ECW champion, the former hardcore champion, the former TV champion from the original ECW, taking on Seth Rollins, who has never won any championship anywhere, not even with multiple companies. Cesaro took on Jack Swagger. Man, it's teammate versus former teammate. These two guys know each other very well because, well, they were on the same team for a while there with the Real Americans, and the other one still carrying the Real American moniker for that team is Jack Swagger, but they're not a team anymore, so, yeah. And, well, Swagger wins. Jack Swagger gets the victory. And then out comes Rusev and Lana, of course. I can't believe how much of a build-up that segment was as we head into this Sunday with SummerSlam. I tell you, Dolph Ziggler versus Heath Slater. Heath Slater wins thanks to The Miz interfering and trying to show off at the announcer's table. So Ziggler can't believe it that he fell for that. He was like, how can I do that? I should have just ignored The Miz, and this would have never happened. I would have had a nice victory over Heath Slater, but Heath Slater, as you know, and if you've noticed on WWE television, that he has gone back to being the one-man band instead of the three-man band since the other two members were released last month, you know that. Randy Orton took on Sheamus. This one also ended up being resulted in a disqualification as well, a DQ. But let's go back and examine certain aspects. Like I said last week, it seems as though putting women's wrestling back on the map now falls to AJ Lee, Paige, and Brie Bella. Yes! 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 And no, I'm not saying that because of what Stephanie said. I am extremely happy because, ladies and gentlemen, I have just connected with the internet. I am finally in the chat room. What is going on, Matt Broderick, and what is going on, DDP? Woo! Paige, once again, sticking her nose in AJ's business, and AJ lost the match in unorthodox fashion, I might add, which really pushed AJ to her limits, to where she just had to beat the hell out of her opponent that she faced on Monday Night Raw. And in her mind, you know that she was imagining her as being a Paige. And then Stephanie McMahon with Brie Bella. And the physical therapist. The physical therapist. You could just tell. I'm sure that DDP, Matt Broderick, the rest of you that saw this, when Stephanie called her into the ring, what's the first word that came to your mind when you saw her get in that ring? You know what the first word that came to my mind was, gentlemen? I'm like, her? She's the therapist? No, she's not really the therapist. The one word that came to my mind was, I was like, yeah, whatever. Skank. Ho? Never mind, I won't even go into the other word. Forget it. I've been having an affair with Daniel Bryan. I'm truly sorry, Brie. Yeah, Brie slapped her, but really her focus was Stephanie. And she actually put the yes lock on Stephanie. I've never seen Stephanie scream like that before. It was beautiful. So now you've got all these other corners to fill. Lesnar versus John Cena for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship this Sunday on pay-per-view. And I'm not trying to sell the pay-per-view for WWE's reasons. Don't worry, I won't share the great, what they call a great price. Well, actually, don't get me wrong, it is a great price for the WWE Network. It's just now they finally said, well, immediately after we go off the air, here's a list of countries that you can now watch us in and order the WWE Network now. And, of course, JBL had to remind everybody that, well, my friends in the UK want to know when they're going to get the network. Well, they'll get it in October. Yeah, still 2 months away because we're still in August. This is still August. Today is Friday, August 15th, 2014. I don't know. Whatever. But at the same time, yeah, see, it does seem like WWE has finally woken up. I think that all the matches that they have planned and, well, there's been a rumor going around that they want to add a first and second added match to the pay-per-view, guys. But then again, you know, when Brie Bella was getting arrested and when she was being taken away, you heard what Stephanie McMahon said when she said, well, I hope you can make bail this Sunday for our already stacked card. Keyword, stacked card. If I was on Twitter right now, I would hashtag that. I would tell you guys to hashtag that for me. Stacked card. Hashtag stacked card. Because that's what Stephanie McMahon said. So how are you going to add one or two more matches to the already full pay-per-view card if you probably don't even have room? Oh, let me guess. She forgot what she said. I'm sure when she got backstage, I'm sure her dad was like, you just told the world we have a stacked card. Why? Because, Dad, she probably said that's what's best for business, Dad. But, yeah, Michael Cole is still a dumbass and still an idiot, but I will give him credit for one thing. Monday Night Raw was also about poems. Paul Heyman mentioned a poem, and he said one, and so did John Cena. Almost everybody on Monday Night Raw made poem references. I mean, they even referenced Paige using a poem last week on SmackDown. And yes, I saw SmackDown last week. It was great. My friends at the other apartments behind me, they were nice enough to let me come over, Matt, and like, hey, why don't you come over and watch SmackDown with us? That'll be great. I'm like, any pizza? Any food? No, but we're just having a small gathering just to watch the show. No food. I'm like, all right, well, that doesn't matter. I'll still come over. Thank you for inviting me over. So, yeah, they invited me over, and I went over, and we watched SmackDown together, and it was good. Very good. Now, the Hulk Hogan birthday thing. Let's get into that, shall we? You guys already know who was all in the ring. We don't need to discuss everything that happened with everybody coming out and joining Hulk Hogan's birthday. And by the way, I'm sure you all saw the internet insiders. Well, they claim to be internet insiders. I'm not sure if you guys saw this on your Facebook, Matt DDP, but it's been on the internet as well. We know what's going on. We know when Hulk Hogan's real birthday is. His real birthday Well, it's not until another 3-4 months down the line. Ah! Bullshit. If you can hear me at the sound of my voice, I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, no, Monday Night Raw, this past Monday, August 11th, it's Hulk Hogan's real-life birthday. If you don't know who to trust, trust me. And you can even trust Wikipedia. That's what it's there for. These other idiots out there have no clue what the hell they're talking about. That's not Hulk Hogan's real birthday. You got a few months for that. No, that's bullshit. His real birthday was August 11th. He really was born on August 11th, however many years ago it was. I don't even remember, but I was so ecstatic. And I know Matt and DDP, well, with all due respect, DDP, we know you can't actually physically jump up and down, but I know everybody else was going crazy and jumping up and down. Because remember when I said, I don't care about everybody else that was in the ring or who was on the stage. I mean, I respect them. Ric Flair was out there. Of course, Roddy Piper. And you know who else was in the ring, so that we'll just leave it at that. But when Mean Gene said that, yeah, he was in the ring too. He was the MC anyways. And so we've got some very, very special guests that would like to truly wish you a happy birthday. Everybody, we were all jumping up and down, weren't we, guys? Matt, you can even, I'm sure, Corey, Anthony, anybody else that was, I'm sure you guys were all at Matt Broderick's house, right? Or Matt, did you go out to their house and watch Monday Night Raw? I'm not sure how you guys do that anymore. Besides, I don't live in Chi-Town. Big props to Chi-Town. Yeah. But it's so important to know that we were all jumping up and down when the NWO, that's right, the New World Order, came to wish Hulk Hogan happy birthday. It would have made much more logical sense to have. That would have been nice to see Scott Steiner and all these other people that actually were a part of the NWO. But I know. Vince McMahon's like, I can't afford the rest of these people. I can only afford Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. We'll just bring them in. They've been the three trios anyways when I first brought them in. Was that like back in 2002 or something like that? Yeah. But it was cool. It was still cool. Especially when Hogan ripped off the red and yellow t-shirt for his NWO t-shirt. That was cool. That was cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now that the chat room is open and I'm fully connected here, whew, finally, I will be chatting with you guys during this commercial break. It's our final commercial break. When we come back, don't worry, DDP, don't worry. I saw the link that you put on the Sports Opinion Show's Facebook page. I appreciate that. Now that we have an actual picture for the Sports Opinion Show, a very, very special thank you to my good friend, Sonny Clark. It was awesome of you to do that for me. Great. Now we not only have a picture and a face and a name, now we can see it visual. It's visualized on the Sports Opinion Show's official page. Thank you, Sonny Clark, for that. That was awesome. And I know you guys all saw what I did there. Coffee, I'm sure he saw what I... Well, actually, no, I need to... Don't worry, I know what Coffee's real name is, guys, on online. I'll have to invite him to the group because I know he'll probably give me mad infidelities about the cover picture that Sonny Clark picked. Yeah, it's the Oakland Coliseum. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this.
Mike, come on!
Mike, what is your deal,
oh,
man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hi! Come on, man!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
We are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you. Well, as I said, we're going to get into some TNA results here. I got it. Here's the plan. We'll do the TNA results, and then after, I've got some extra announcements to make. Yes, I always seem to laugh and be sneaky and be tolerative with you guys. Just because. Well, you know, to keep you, you know, I admit it, to keep you interested. Gotta do it, right? Gotta do it. DDP, I'll mention your thing that you posted. I thought, like I said earlier, I saw what you posted about TNA, and we'll get to all that and all the other announcements after this rundown, because it's very important. Well, if you saw last night, you know that there was a six-man elimination tag match. They tried to. I think that's what the writers are trying to do here. Per Josh, not Josh. God damn it, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about, whatever. But he came out there and he said, these are new rules. How is a six-man elimination match different from just a regular elimination match? Jeremy Borash, that's his name. Jeremy Borash, come on now. Why didn't you fight with the writers and say, no, people are not going to understand this. They'll understand it to a wrestling concept, but trying to tell them that the rules are different, there's nothing different about an elimination match. Maybe Jeremy Borash did try to fight with them, and maybe he lost. And then maybe said person said, well, you either go out there and say it to the audience, or you're fired, too. I already told you all that Alberto Del Rio is now promptly fired, but WWE is pissed off with them about what he's doing now. Anyway, Low-Key took on Super Crazy, well, Low-Key, it was Low-Key versus Crazy Steve versus Tiger Uno versus Manic versus Homicide. Homicide? Wow, he's back. Versus DJ Z. You know, after last week's show, I immediately got comments and emails. Wait, I'm confused. Who the hell is DJ Z? When did they hire a new wrestler? No, they don't have money to hire anybody. All they did was shorten DJ Zima Ion's name. There, now I told you all clearly what that's all about. So that's what they're calling him. They're calling DJ Zima Ion. They just shortened it to DJ Z. Anyways, Low-Key is your winner. Ken Anderson took on Gunner. And these two had a very thorough match. Well, until two-thirds court half into the match. Yeah, they gave them a very, very, very short match. Kind of stupid. Anderson ends up winning by disqualification. Everybody's like, wait, how did he get disqualified? What happened? Well, you can thank Sam Shaw for that run-in. He runs in with a steel chair and he just starts going crazy on Gunner for no reason at all. And of course, Ken Anderson trying to, you know, be the third wheel and say, hey, just can we deal with this another time? And he gets blasted, and that's why there was a disqualification. Maybe Ken Anderson and Gunner will come to an agreement, and maybe they'll agree that maybe they need to wrestle again because thanks to Sam Shaw, we weren't able to do that. You know what I mean? The knockout title match was on the line. Gail Kim versus Velvet Sky versus Angelina Love versus Taryn Terrell. Gail Kim is your winner. I tell you, wow. Bobby Lashley, MVP, and Kenny King versus Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, and Eric Young. Since when is Eric Young a heel now? Huh. I don't know. But if you saw last night, you know that Team 3D, Bully Ray and his brother Devon, They were basically telling the world that, well, we don't have anything else to do around here now. But we feel we should give props and respect to all the great tag teams of the past and our current era when we started and the current era of today. And they started naming off all the great tag teams. And yes, they even mentioned the Hardy Boys. So the Hardy Boys at the top of the show, if you saw last night, they said, hey, we commend you too. We've admired all the matches that we've had, all the table matches, including our WrestleMania 25 match. We've had great rivalries in the past. And the fans start chanting, one more time, one more time, one more time. And Bully Ray said, you know what? What the hell? Do you guys want to see us wrestle each other one last time? And in the midst of that, it was crazy because Devon Dudley was actually wiping a tear from his eye. Oh, no. Oh, no, ladies and gentlemen. I just figured it out. I think I know why Devon and Bully Ray were so emotional last night and how the Hardys were actually the ones who agreed to the pre-match stipulations of, well, why don't we just have an actual match, give the fans what they want, because you know they're going to want that. And Bully Ray probably was like, yeah, I'd love to do it. I'd really love to do it. Let's do it. Let's just do it, okay? The sooner we get through that, the sooner I'll feel better. I think the reason why that was so emotional with the main event last night, I know DDP, you don't want to hear me say it, and I don't want to hear myself say it, but I have to say it, ladies and gentlemen. Seeing Devon Dudley wipe a tear from his eye and watching Bully Ray show more emotion with his promo more than he does, it had nothing to do with being a bully. It had nothing to do with his name or anything. This is about the original Dudley Boys. That's what last night was all about. I think they're getting ready to leave TNA. Why else would they be so emotional? Why else would the Hardy Boys be emotional with them? They say, okay, we're going to see you later tonight in that ring. We're going to leave it all in that ring. Every ounce of sweat, blood, and tears. Blood, sweat, and tears, I should say. It's going to be laid to rest in that ring. And Jeff Hardy said, when we stand up, it'll be like standing up in a graveyard, and we're going to leave it buried. Everything is going to be laid in that ring tonight. And we can't wait. We can't wait to tear the house down with you guys in the main event. And that was it. Team 3D, they ended up getting the win. The win. And a great showing of what true wrestling is all about. Yes, I know Vince McMahon is going to be very upset if he ever hears this. But I said it, and I'll say it again. That's what true wrestling is all about, sportsmanship. WWE, they rarely ever show two men showing great sportsmanship and shaking hands. Other promotions are accustomed to that because they appreciate all the hard work done for that. That whole reason. Now, with that said, and with everything out of the way now, with 15 minutes left in the program, that leaves me with just enough time for all these final announcements. DDP had posted on our official Sports Opinion Shows page with the information that Spike TV, it's, they haven't actually signed anything, so it's kind of like a we'll see if it fits type thing. We just want to, you know, they just want to test it out. I mean, how many of you remember back in 2009, which was, well, just about 4 years ago, so it's not that long ago, or maybe 5 years. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Anyway, but remember back if you were on Blog Talk Radio with us during 2009, and they said, we want all hosts, and we would like the listeners as well to interact with our beta website. We're going to try and transition over everybody. It's just a small test to see what this is like and see if this will work. And they wanted to, at that time, upgrade their memory and do it all, and they did, and it was great. I have no problem with it. Well, other than today, we all know what happened there. But that's what this is with Spike TV. Neither side has actually signed a legitimate contract and a legitimate contract number, such as dollar amount numbers. But they are going to try and do a semi-contract deal by switching TNA's programming to Wednesdays. So they're going to call it Wednesday Night Impact Wrestling, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the official name is going to be. But they just want to try this out as a temporary solution with Spike TV and see if they, because they believe and TNA believes, well, the ratings for this wrestling show have not peaked anywhere. Maybe because we need to pick a different day. Let's pick Wednesday. So which means they're still going to be, they still have time on their contract that did not get renewed. But maybe something will happen. Maybe they'll end up agreeing to the whole thing and, nah, forget it, I don't see that happening. I just don't see TNA, I don't think, I mean, with everything that they've done that started in October of last year, and it's almost going to be a year now, we're getting close to that time, real close. But ladies and gentlemen, ever since October of last year, of 2013, they haven't helped themselves one way or the other. Because personally, having pay-per-views for free on network television is not the way to make money. You're actually having to pay more in FCC fees and stuff like that to them, as well as to the network. Then you have to pay your employees, you have to pay the talent, you have to pay the people behind the scenes, and most importantly, Dixie Carter, you know damn well, also have to pay for those glorious, glamorous, and sometimes cheesy hotel rooms. Right, Matt Broderick? I'm sure all of us in our lifetime have experienced motel life. I have for a while there when I was younger. I'm surprised nobody close to the executive line within TNA Wrestling, they haven't even remotely brought this up with Dixie Carter. All these things and problems that they're collecting together, nobody in these meetings is opening their mouth and saying, Dixie Carter, we have a serious problem here. We have a serious problem in this department. We have this problem in that department that needs to be addressed. Seriously. But nobody wants to address it. All these little problems and little shenanigans that they have, including what happened in March. Remember what happened in March? March was the most unbearable time for them, March and April. And remember what I said back in March? I said it's all costing them their big-time money. which is leading them to financial woes. And everybody knows what happens to a wrestling company when they're in financial woes. But yet, nothing ever happens. Why? Because the people upstairs aren't connecting with the actual boss, in this case, Dixie Carter. Why? Because the writing staff is putting out poor shit instead of the good shit, and they're just not connecting with each other on that. So, yeah. Now they say, well, we think it's necessary to move the network to a different day, and we're going to temporarily try being the key word for Wednesdays. No. Switching days is not going to solve your problems, because all you're doing is just sweeping them under the table, and you're not bringing it up in the meetings. What, you don't have the balls to go to Dixie Carter herself? That's what I would do. That's what I did all those years in retail. If I felt strongly about something that needed to be brought up in a team meeting with other employees and other coworkers, I would bring it up and address it immediately, whatever needed to be taken care of. And we'd take care of the problem. And, of course, the bigger bosses would be like, wow, the store looks fantastic. Things look great around here. You're providing great customer service. Who do we thank for this? I'm like, well, I'm a nobody. I just called what I saw where the team could help. Or there were other times when I would turn around and, as a leader, I would tell management, you know, we don't need to discuss this in an actual meeting, but we've got this little problem that needs to be addressed. So that's that. That's all it is. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, before I get out of here, before I leave you guys to what should be a beautiful weekend, at least here in California, I am not too sure at all what the price, what the weather is like there. Texans for DDP. I'm not sure what the weather is like for all of you in Chi-Town. That's right, Chi-Town. Chicago, Matt Broderick. And the other thing, Matt, you guys have got to hurry up. You guys need to, your coaches, the Bears need to make a choice on who they want as their starting quarterback. Because after this Sunday, they've only got 2 weeks before the regular season. They have to make a choice. Because on September 7th, Roger Goodell is going to come to them and say, so who's your starting quarterback this year? And I don't want the Chicago Bears going, well, we don't know. Can you give us another week? He's going to be pissed and say, what are you talking about, another week? Do you know today is September 7th? The regular season has started. Who is your new quarterback? Yeah, but Matt Broderick, there was nothing about Jay Cutler in my report. There was only between two of the top guys that are both fighting for the position of lead quarterback. And it had nothing to do with Jay Cutler. I'll send you the info later. I'm actually going to be heading out the door pretty soon. I've got a small family emergency, but hopefully it's nothing serious. So I told them I'm on my way. But don't worry about me, ladies and gentlemen, for that reason. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, but Matt, you still got your, like I mentioned earlier, you got your cornerback. He's out with an ankle injury. I don't know if that means he's going to be out for a few short weeks or if he's going to be out for the entire season, because I saw that play with that ankle injury. Oh, man, Matt, I don't know. I hope he's okay. I hope your lead quarterback is okay. Well, they should switch him to fullback instead of being on the corner. But that's his role. He wants to be a cornerback. Wants to be ready to block and do all that. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's not over yet. It's not over yet until Monday night. Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to go for just about an hour or so, maybe another two-hour show. I will. If you're not busy tomorrow at any time, wake up with us tomorrow at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Sports Talk with the Guys. And sometime after that show, or after the Couch Potato ends his show, because they help each other out, you might be able to get some information about what we're really going to do for Monday, because Monday is the 7th year anniversary special for the Sports Opinion Show, and you are all a part of it. We're going to do that on Monday night. Yeah, Eric Williams, so you confused the world. I originally thought it would be okay to do it today, but since Eric Williams said, do it on Monday, because that's when your actual anniversary is, man. You got to do it on the 18th, not before the 18th. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. Well, I hope you all enjoyed talking hot August sports with me, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, man. Too bad this wasn't Reno. If I lived in Reno, I wish I lived in downtown Chicago with you, Matt. Because in downtown Chicago, everybody this time of year, what do they do this weekend? Come on, ladies and gentlemen, I know you know. Fine, I'll just tell you. Hot August night. Lots of bikers. Lots of crazy, stay away from the crazy people, but, man, some states be having hot August nights and with food and whatever else. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have. I will see you all maybe tomorrow. Join Roger and, the big dog for Sports Talk with the Guys at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If not, join me right back here again on Monday night for the 7th year anniversary special. Take care, everyone. I've got to get out of here. Peace. Have a good weekend.
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it. Because it's a tough business.
Terrific. What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.